Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial. We're so glad that you're joining us. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hey, welcome back. And as always, if you've got questions or comments for us about our show today or any other show, wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us will get you there. And as always, if you're hearing the show today and you're like, whoa, this is a great show, Cousin Joe needs to get this show. It comes out on podcast at kxlradio.com, typically the week after the show. And you can take that podcast and you can send it to them. You can post it on your Facebook page. You can do whatever you want to do with that kind of a link.
So, or just spend the whole day listening to all of our radio shows. Just scroll down that screen. And
you can binge.
You can binge on Let's Talk About It.
Season 3. Welcome back. Hey, our topic today is the Imperial Valley LGBT Resource Center, which is going to be having its grand opening on Friday, October 9th at 5 p.m. Their address is 1073 Ross Avenue, Suite D, El Centro. They'll be serving food and have live music and guest speakers. It's going to be a good time. Contact them. Give them a call, 760-960-1705, to let them know you're coming. Like to see the community. You know, we were talking on the break. Boy, were we talking on the break.
I know.
And so we're joined by Eva Murguia, who's the chairman of the board, and Rosa Diaz, who's the CEO and founder of Imperial Valley LGBT Resource Center. And it seems like, because there hasn't been this type of a resource in this community, that there's kind of almost this pent-up energy about curiosity and about questions and stuff. Eva, you were telling us that you were at a health fair just recently, just yesterday, in Calexico, and you were surprised by the reaction. Tell us a little bit more.
Yes, we had a lot of parents that were actually asking, and what is it that we do in case if we have a question, or where do we send our youth? And I said, well, this is the perfect place because it's a safe place. Nobody is discriminated. Nobody is, pretty much everybody's invited to come in. You don't have to be LGBT, community member or community. It's just that anybody can come in, allies. And if you have questions, you can ask, give us a call. You can ask and we'll try to find that answer for you. And a lot of times we do have parents that are very surprised that this is the first time. Actually, I was interviewed by a newspaper from Mexicali, and they said, so is this brand new? And I said, yes, this is brand new. Nobody in the Imperial Valley has a research center. And he said, but I said, no, we don't. I know Mexicali in San Diego has some research centers, and which, they've been around for many years. And but they were surprised, and they will come in and see what we're all about.
This is a good opportunity because, as you know, there was a celebrity recently that transgendered.
Yes.
From male to female. Kidding. And there's a lot, my mom, family members are like, well, how, what? They had all these questions. How can they do that? Or why? And I guess that they can just go to your center, the LGBT Resource Center, and they can find answers there.
Yes. One of the one of our guest speakers at the grand opening, which is October 9th, is the mother of a transgendered young lady that lives here in Imperial County. I don't know how much the Board of Supervisors or, other politicians know that we have a very young transgendered young lady in the county, and the mother has had to go outside of the county for resources, for help, for support, for assistance, because there was nothing here. And this is several years that she had to be driving outside of the county to get services. And it saddens me that during that time, we were fighting more politically than helping out somebody who was going through this. And one of our models is that nobody should be walking through a difficult time alone, especially parents who have children who have come out to them and they don't know what to do or they don't know what it's all about. I want them to know that they have a center that they can come to, bring their child, we can sit down, we can talk.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.